Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning, everyone. It is an absolutely beautiful, blessed day, and I am so happy to be able to be here today. I almost wasn't here because I had to go out of town on a retreat, which I was able to accomplish yesterday instead of today. So I'm excited because I was like, oh my goodness. I said, I wanted to be here because today is a very important subject. And it's something that, well, I don't even have to think in order to be able to speak about, which has to do with God and our Creator. Today is about showing gratitude and how God shows up in our life daily. And to me, I just am honored to be able to have this show today to speak about how you can be filled with gratitude, how you are so blessed, how all of us are so blessed to be able to receive the gift of the love that we receive daily in every moment and every second of our lives from God, our Creator. You know, a lot of times people sit there and they describe to me, and I actually had a client that was expressing yesterday very clearly that she was spiritual but not religious. And a lot of people tell me, they said, well, how could you do what you're doing if you're so religious and if you believe in God? And I don't understand. How could you be helping people in that way? And I said, well, you know, a lot of people don't understand that way back when we first were created, there was God, our Creator. There was no religion. There was only spirituality. There was only a connection to our Creator, to God in heaven. There was no temple. There was no ashram or meditation center or anything. Temple. There was nothing. There was no church. There was no cathedral. There was absolutely nothing. Even when Jesus himself spoke to the people to teach about our Father God in heaven, he sat on a rock. He talked in the desert. He spoke in the open air, right there with all the people. It didn't matter where we were or where we are today. God and our Creator has been around us since the very beginning of time. And just because we're living in modern days in 2017 doesn't mean that God has left us. But many people on this planet, many people that exist today, believe in something so much more than in God. They believe in science. They believe in control. They believe in anger. They believe in power. And they believe that that is so much more than being able to really, truly connect with their Creator. They believe that that is so much more intense and has so much more of a direction for them. You know, when I talk to people and I explain to them that I am completely spiritual and that I don't believe in one religion in any way, shape, or form, but I do very seriously believe in God, And without God, it would be ridiculous, right? I mean, I communicate with guardian angels. I think it'd be pretty silly if I didn't believe in God. It'd be pretty ridiculous. So of course I believe in God. So when I speak to people, I'm like, well, how am I not going to believe in God? I talk to guardian angels. I talk to people who've passed away and crossed over. I am able to interpret dreams. I'm able to have these gifts. Obviously, they came from somewhere. You know, I remember my past lives. I remember being in heaven. I mean, there's a lot that I have never spoken to many of you about that I would love to be able to start touching on. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not going to talk about my time and my visit, which other people have asked me before, that I've had in heaven. I'm not going to talk about something so significant and so amazing yet. I will one day, but I won't speak about it yet because right now it's about teaching you guys. Right now it's about helping you guys to understand how to get back on the path, how to truly connect to who you are. Like yesterday was a perfect, perfect example. I was with a client who has been dealing with a huge amount of physical pain, like physical pain. And this person's pain has been so serious and so dramatic that he has several times ended up in a hospital. He's tried going to the doctors. I mean, he's like literally trying to figure out, okay, what is wrong with me? Why am I in excruciating pain where I can't even walk? I mean, he just feels like he's basically stuck being bedridden because the pain is so excruciating and so severe. I explain to him and I see very clearly all this physical pain, all these complications that he's dealing with, all the disruption that is in his life is associated, and I believe this with every breath I take, is associated with stress, negative energy, and the pressure that is being put on him from the people that surround him. Now, many people do not believe that the pressure that we receive from our work, from our careers, from people around us actually do destroy us. That the pressure, the stress, and the burden of people being so disconnected that we surround ourselves with creates our energy, our vibration to be shut down. And you could be the most sweetest, most amazing person in the world, but if you have people that are constantly dragging on you, attaching themselves to you energetically, so that they can allow themselves to suck any bit of light that you have, constantly killing your dreams, then obviously you are not going to be able to have that beautiful light and that wonderful vibration you had once before. It is going to start to become dim unless you do something to protect yourself, unless you do something to help to bring the light back, unless your faith and your strength and your communication with our creator, God, and your angels is so powerful and so wonderful and so awesome that nothing can shut that down. But what we often do is we are so worried about judgment. We are so worried about being ridiculed or condemned or judged or looked at to be weird or funny or we don't fit in, that we completely change ourselves to who we are not so that we can allow ourselves to fit in. This is incorrect. This is definitely not something we are supposed to be doing. And how are we supposed to be receiving the blessings from our Father God? How are we supposed to receive the blessings from our guardian angels if we are not even allowing ourselves to be true to us? If you're not even allowing yourself to be true to yourself, how can you receive the blessings from God and our angels? There's so much to talk about today, but the thing that made me so happy yesterday is I'm working with this client. We're going to this vortex. We're going to this special energy place that is absolutely amazing. Can't talk about where I went or anything, but it was amazing. And as we're there, meditating and working, I'm completely seeing him being lifted energetically. I seen him being energetically levitating and elevated, just being risen, so that his spirit and his soul can allow themselves to be in such a higher place that all the drama, all the stress, all the burden that he's dealing with, whether it's work-related, whether it's family-related, whether it doesn't matter what it is, he's able to rise above it and be in such a place of love and light and peace. So once we were done, even though before this, he had such excruciating pain the day before, time before, a couple days before, actually, I worked on him for days before we left on the trip. And then during this whole event, I'm like, okay, well, we're going to go hiking a little bit. We got to go up to this place. We got to go meditate. We have to go work. And of course, he's having confidence. Okay, Tammy, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to trust. And he's trusting and he's having faith and he's believing. And as we're going, his energy is becoming more vibrant, more energetic, more awake, and definitely going through immense healing. He made me so proud and so extremely beyond the point of happy with the accomplishment that was made yesterday. Now, the reason why I'm using him as an example, I'm talking about him, is because number one, it was what I did yesterday. Oh, we are going to commercial. I will be back and we will continue talking about how you can have gratitude and showing God gratitude for the blessings we receive daily. Be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcott, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose Program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose Program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So, like I was saying before commercial, you know, this client really received a blessing and such a wonderful gift of having the connection and being able to see the miracle of how God can create healing in a matter of a moment, just a second, like that, just a second. Total healing. We often don't allow ourselves to believe that we can be healed. Because what are we too busy doing? We are too busy focusing on having control. This is the reason why I teach, I mentor, I do the radio show, I do lectures, whatever it is that I do private sessions. I help people to understand that there's so much more to life. There's so much more to life than literally just existing. There's so much more to life than just having a job, paying the bills, and having a mediocre, not so accomplished, emotional, spiritual life, lacking gratitude and your connection with our Creator and our Father God in heaven. I see when I work with people this wonderful peace and quiet and protection that surrounds people I work with, literally embracing them and loving them and surrounding them. I've seen this happen time and time and time again. And this is why I continuously push to inspire, to guide, or to teach others. Because I know that anyone, even an atheist himself or herself, can be transformed. Even a person at the last moment of their dying breath can be transformed. I have someone that is very close to me that I know who was taken off life support, basically was on life support, was taken off life support and was told and had a complete, absolute, like full room filled in his hospital. His room was filled with his children, his grandchildren, his friends, his partner, every person that loved him was in that room to say goodbye. And the people that knew him came from Japan to say goodbye as they took off life support. And people prayed and was appreciative and giving gratitude because this man was such a wonderful person and had such a wonderful heart and helped so many people. He all of a sudden, he was so blocked within his arteries. He all of a sudden, miraculously, was healed as they're waiting for him to take his last breath. Miraculously, came back to life as they're preparing for his funeral and was healed and is still now alive. They call him the miracle man at the hospital because they cannot understand how did this man come back to life when he was on life support and we took him off the breath machine so he can take his last breath. They signed the paperwork. They did everything preparing to bury this person, and now he came back to life. Talk about gratitude and God's miracles, huh? Right? What type of blessings have you received from God? What type of gifts have you received from God? Now, one thing that I notice about people, and I'm going to make this very loud and clear, is that most people don't realize the blessings they receive from God. Most people don't have gratitude because we are too busy to look at the gifts that we are given daily. We can't have gratitude for something we don't see because we do not slow down enough to see it. Hello, everyone out there. Understand, when we have peace within our heart, within our soul, within our mind, when we become more quiet, we are able to slow down just for that moment, right there, like that, and start seeing, look how much God saved me today. Look how much my Creator made that car get out of my way in the middle of the crazy almost accident that just happened. Look how God saved me in the middle of me choking and not being able to catch my breath for a moment. Look how God saved me from that horrible relationship that I was stuck in, and I finally had the courage to walk away. Look how God saved my child from not being abused from the people who have abused me in my past. I mean, there's so many things to be grateful for. Showing our Father, showing gratitude to God, our Creator, is really not that hard. Showing gratitude to God by saying, thank you, our Creator. Thank you, our Father God, for giving us life. Thank you for saving me today. Thank you for protecting me and my children and my loved ones. Thank you for helping me to know what it is to breathe and to have fresh air. Thank you for letting my stomach to be full and to not be rumbling today from starvation like some people around the world. We take for granted, quite often we take for granted, can't say I'm not guilty. I am definitely guilty. And that is the reason why I wanted to make sure to do the show today. Because we take for granted even the most simplest, the most tiniest blessing that we are given. We take for granted. Whether it's having a meal, having sunshine, waking up and seeing the light in the morning when you open your eyes, being able to take a breath and being alive. God has given everything to us. It is up to us to literally go through life and figure out what we want to do with the miracles we were given. What do you want to do with the miracles that you were given? What do you want to create with the opportunities that God has given you? What type of love do you want to have with the heart and the passion that God has given you? The answer to most questions I ask people is, I don't really know. I don't know what I want to do. I hear this from people all the time. Well, I don't really know what I want to do. Well, I'm not really sure. Well, I just want to be happy. I just want to have money. I just want to have security. I just want to be able to pay my bills. I just. I hear this all the time. And the thing that's funny, and the reason why I'm saying it so detached and unemotional, is because when I ask people, you know, what do you want from God? How can God help you? You know, what part of life do you want me to help you to transform? Your love life, your career, your purpose. And when I hear people say such bland, very unemotional, detached answers, I just want to be able to pay my bills. I just want to be happy. I just want to be surviving, you know. I just want to be trying to make ends meet. People allow themselves to give so much power, so much, literally power. I can't think of another word except for power, to money and to things that don't really exist. Yes, money's real. I get it. I know. I know we have to have money. It makes the world go round. I get it. Okay. I understand. But it's also very much very, 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 very extremely connected and created by man. God, in the very beginning of time, has given us everything where we have needed nothing. We, men, women, have created the craziness in the world as God continues to give to us and say, okay, my children, you made another disaster. Well, let me help you again. Oh, my children, you've made another disaster. Let me help you again. And this is why we need to have gratitude, because we need to see how much we were given. We'll continue this in a moment. This commercial.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires? The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate? If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for, and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, You have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
We're back. So, like we said before commercial, you know, we have so much to be thankful for. And I think so often about how much we really truly allow ourselves to be disconnected, and we neglect ourselves. We deny ourselves from the joys and the happiness and the miracles and the blessings that God continues to give to us. Like a beautiful day like today. Beautiful day today. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right, the sun is shining, birds are chirping. Woke up early this morning, heard such beautiful songs from the birds. We don't slow down enough. We don't slow down enough to hear that. We're so busy, most people don't even know they even have a tree in their backyard, probably. Most people don't even pay attention to most things that are around them. You know what's sad? I was just thinking about it as I was talking, how most people that I work with have very troubled kids. And their kids are very disconnected and on drugs or want to commit suicide or just lots of drama. It's like the easiest answer these days. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I actually just dealt with a client. It was very, very, very heartbreaking. Who was talking to the person who killed himself, the person who committed suicide, spirit, you know, was talking to him who after he passed away, and he was apologizing. And I was talking to this client, and she was like, "Who are you talking to?" I'm like, "I don't know. This guy just killed himself, and he's talking to me, saying he's apologizing." And she was devastated, and she was just like, "Oh my gosh, like this is crazy." You know, she didn't really know, I guess, I was as gifted as I was and am. And he was like, "I was just so tired of not being heard. I was just so upset that I didn't have the attention I needed that I just decided to kill myself." Well, surprise, that meant forever. Yeah, that means like you can't come back and kill yourself. And he had it so planned out. It was actually really, really, really scary. I mean, he planned out his death to the cremation moment, and it was scary. It was like, who thinks about it in that much detail that he planned absolutely 1,000,000% of everything? It was very scary because you've seen how lost he was. It wasn't scary because he was smart. It was scary because, and he was, you know, thinking of things in a way where he was like, "Oh, let's think of this logically. And I'm so brilliant and I'm so intelligent that I'm going to think of all the logical things that need to be done once I die." To me, that's ridiculous and that's insane. That isn't called smart. But some of the people that were associated with him were like, "Oh, wow. He was so, you know, look how, you know, he was so logical. He was so brilliant that he even thought of this and this and that." And I'm like, "Oh, that's disgusting." But the truth is, he really, really regrets what he did. And so many people don't realize that if today is a bad day, we can still make it better. If today has some type of pain in it, some type of sadness, some type of disappointment, some type of loss, whatever negative there is always a reason to smile. There is always a reason to be thankful. There is always something to look forward to. One thing that I have realized since I have been born and created on this planet in this lifetime, and I know I've come here many, 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 many times, is I am thankful and I have been appreciative and very, very thankful for my gifts, for my dreams, for me being able to speak the truth. You know, some people tell me, they say, my gosh, Tammy, they say, you have some huge, huge guts. Being able to talk to people, being able to say the truth and be so blunt. That's why we love you. You're so real. And I'm very thankful and I'm very grateful that God has been able to give me these abilities and these gifts and this strength, knowledge, awareness, openness, lack of fear, because it helps all of you. And when you look at what you have around you, even if it's a cup of water to crunch your thirst, that's something to be thankful for. That's something you should be, oh, I have such gratitude because I'm not thirsty, and having such dehydration that I cannot swallow from how dry my throat is. That's a reason to be thankful. That's how simple, that's how absolutely simple it is. And yes, I'm taking it all the way down to being appreciative, for a glass of water, something to drink, plus much more. Because it's the simple things that we need to be thankful for first. And when we become thankful for the simple things and we have gratitude and we show God that we are so thankful for his miracles and so appreciative and so absolutely honored and appreciative for all the blessings that we've received. When we show that, then we can be thankful for the bigger gifts. And then maybe we can recognize the bigger gifts. And then maybe we can recognize the miracles that we didn't see before. We need to start small in order to grow. And so many of us are so blinded by the gifts that we continue to receive that I hear people tell me all the time, well, what do I have to be thankful for? Well, tell me, Tammy, well, what do I have to be thankful for? And they have a real big attitude with me, which is fine. God bless them, you know, it's all good. But they don't realize how much we have to be thankful for. And I go as simple as, but you have food in your refrigerator. Your stomach is not rumbling. Your thirst was quenched today because God provided water. You have shelter and you're not sitting in the rain like some homeless people that are misfortunate and stuck because of their loss that they may have went through. Some homeless people decide to be there and they actually are filled with gratitude because that's where they prefer to be, actually. When I work and I spend time with the homeless people, sometimes I sit there, and this is the truth. This is such a fact. Maybe you can open your eyes and spend time just for 5 minutes and do this yourself. Go talk to a homeless person. Not every homeless person, but most homeless people. Go talk to a homeless person. Give them a bag of chips. Give them a bottle of water. Give them a little sandwich. Do something kind. And see how appreciative. And see how that simple, teeny, tiny, miniature act of kindness, how appreciative and how thankful and how the gratitude goes straight to God. Thank you. God bless you. Have a nice day. I really appreciate it. Thank you. But when you give that to a friend or you give that to a coworker, or you, you know, just so happen to just have someone help you out, family member, it doesn't matter. It's just like, oh, okay, thanks, guys. Oh, okay, appreciate it. Okay, yeah, sure. Oh, okay, you got me a glass of water too. Okay, good. It's not like, oh, God bless you. That was so sweet of you. Thank you. Because it's not as needed. Because you are not suffering as the homeless people are suffering, so you don't appreciate the simple bottle of water, glass of water, piece of bread. You don't appreciate it. You don't have gratitude because it's not something you're needing. It's not something that is on your I need list. But when you are appreciative and when you have gratitude for the simplest things, then that's when God starts giving more. What blessings have you received from God? Are you talking to God? Are you allowing yourself to go out and sit there and say, God, please help open the doors. Please, God, help protect me. Please, God, help bring my soulmate. Please, God, help protect my children. Please, God, you know, help open my mind. Or how about this one? Thank you, God, for all the blessings and the miracles and the trials and tribulations. Thank you, God, for giving me life and helping me to know what it is to see. Are you talking to God? We'll continue this in a moment.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living, if you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life, if you long for success in your relationships and career but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So are you talking to God? Are you sharing moments with our Creator? Does God hear all of us? Do you think of that ever? Like, well, how can God hear all of us? Because there's so many of us. Well, one thing that I want to teach everyone today, which is very simply, it's a very simple way of helping all of you, is how God hears all of us is through our angels. Each and every one of us on this planet has a guardian angel, and they are as real as me and you. And our guardian angels pass on those messages, those prayers, those moments, the passion, the gratitude, the thankfulness to our Creator God. Blessings are given to us. And I cannot repeat this enough. Blessings are given to us every single moment. I've received blessings just in miracles and gratitude and gratefulness and just happiness and harmony and love and peace just by being on the radio show today, just by being here, spreading this message, talking about God, who I love with my whole being, my whole soul, every cell of my body, and every breath I take is an honor and of gratitude of God. And I know this. And every moment that we are here is a miracle and a blessing and something we should be grateful for. Having faith helps us to receive our gifts from our Creator God. Having faith in something, having faith that there's a place up there in the sky, if you want to say it that way. Having faith that there's another dimension that we go to when we die. Having faith that there's someone watching over us and who truly created us. Having faith that you have the blessing and the miracle and the opportunity to have love and happiness and fulfillment in this lifetime. How did, this is a great thing that I would love to hear from you so I can share on my next radio show. How did God bless you? There's a person I work with that I talked to one time before. Well, I talked to her a couple times, and she told me, she shared, her story of her son with me one time before. And she goes, oh, Tammy, she goes, I would love to share with you one moment of a blessing and a miracle that God has given to me. I said, oh, I'd love to hear how God blessed you. She goes, I wasn't able to have kids. And I was just like, I'm going to have kids. And I worked hard. And I kept praying, and I just kept saying, please, God, I really want a son. And I manifested him, and I made him out of air. And I said, I want him to have red curly hair with this color eyes and this fair skin and this height and just this personality. I mean, she described him to the T before he was even conceived. And then he came to life, and he was real, and I was holding him, and I was loving him, and he is my handsome, beautiful boy today, you know, that has now become a young man. And I'm so thankful to God for the blessings I have. And she brought tears to my eyes because I sat there and I said, that is so beautiful to be able to hear how appreciative and how you recognize that God gave you that miracle and that blessing. So how did God bless you? What are you thankful for? Maybe you can share with two people, okay? Not one person. Maybe you can share today with two people what you are thankful for, and with one person, how God blessed you. So then that's talking to three people, how God blessed you, and two people, what you are thankful for. So then this way, you're able to maybe spread the vibration and the energy of God's love. Can you see the miracles our Creator has given you? What door do you need to open with inside of yourself? What's closed? So what door do you need to open, and what's closed inside of you? stop thinking about the negative. This is something I talk about all the time. Stop, 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 stop. And refuse to let the negative be a part of your energy field. Stop thinking of the negative. Look at the gifts. Look at the miracles. Look at the blessings that God has given to you. The more we allow ourselves to give power to darkness, to negativity, to stress, to burden, that manifestation, that energy, that vibration will continue to bring us down. Darkness is much more powerful than light. Light, even though it's so powerful and it can scare away any type of darkness, I promise you that, promise you. But darkness, oh wow, it just is like this downward spiral that just sucks us in. And that's something we have to fight against. It's a daily battle. Maybe it's a battle you got to deal with all day long, but it is a daily, daily battle. I know this, okay? I deal with people every day. I work with people every day, and I know it's hard for you guys, and I'm sorry. But stop thinking of the negative. Don't give power to the negative. Really allow yourself to change the vibration. Manifest. I told you guys, this is the year of manifestation. Manifest transformation, having faith, seeing the miracles, seeing the love, having prosperity, whatever you want, God will give to you. God gives us, our Creator gives us every single thing that we are meant to receive. Only when we are open to receiving it. But when we think we deserve it and we demand it, well, surprise, surprise, you won't be having it. And there's some people I know who demand. There's some people I know who really think they own, you know, that power of being able to sit there and say, I deserve everything and why don't I have it? That's not the right way to do it. If you want something and if you really believe that you deserve to have love, if you really feel like you deserve to have financial freedom for a good reason, not just so you can be rich, not just so you can have materialistic things, but so that you can do good, so that you can make a difference, or maybe so you can have more time with your family or your kids or whatever it may be. Talk to your guardian angels, talk to God. Because God is constantly giving us miracles. We are constantly having our prayers answered. We pray, we put the energy out there, and we pray and we pray and we pray, and we are constantly receiving miracle after miracle, prayer after prayer. But we are not giving gratitude back to God. So how are we supposed to continue receiving and being blessed if we are forgetting a simple thank you, God? Thank you, dear Father God, my Creator, who has brought me into this life. Look at the gifts, your ability to see, and to be able to have vision. Do you think about that? I think about that all the time. Your ability to be able to touch, to be able to have the hands and fingers and the feeling in your hand, the sensation, so that you can touch. What about the ability to love, to be able to embrace someone, to be able to truly love someone and to be loved back? What about to be able to smile or to share in any way? We don't allow ourselves to realize that to share, to express our feelings, to talk is a gift as well. Even being able to walk. You know, some people don't realize that even walking We should have gratitude. We should be thankful, because some people do not have what we have. Some people are blind. Some people are deaf. Some people are missing limbs. Some people can't walk. Some people have had such huge health problems that they have lost parts to their body. Be thankful for absolutely everything you have. We don't see these as gifts because we are spoiled. And God wants to spoil us. God loves us more than anything in the whole universe. I mean, well, he maybe doesn't love us more than anything in the whole universe, but God has created us. So obviously he loves us a lot. So let yourself be thankful and appreciative. God loves you forever and always, and God will be with you forever. God is protecting forever and has been here for always. So let go and let God. This is the message for today. God bless all of you. Until next time. Bye-bye.